Hey, we're kind of jazzed in the midst of all this stuff that's going on that we've got a new app out there for you so that you can, in fact, download our entire show, all the podcasts we've got, because we have a lot of them, but you can do the entire show, the 3 hours, if you want to do that. And we also have some of the breaks, the broken up segments that we do from this week, last month. There's a lot of stuff, and not just our station, but the other stations as well. If you have an iPhone or a BlackBerry, we've got that app for you right now. And for you Droid folks, that's in development, as they say, and we'll have that fairly soon. So, you know, I probably, Chase should probably ask you this question off the air, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to go ahead and ask you on the air.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Well, so, oh, good.
Well.
What's your favorite pudding?
No. The whole.
Tapioca.
You know, but, man, it's hard to find good tapioca pudding.
I knew I could derail
it. I just ran you off the rail.
I knew I could derail it.
Thanks.
Hey, it was a team effort. Give me credit.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
We are doing everything that we can to make sure that any way that people want to consume their election coverage tonight, they can do that. It's on the radio, obviously. You can stream it, WTAW.com. And as I just mentioned, if you get your app in there, go to RadioAgland.com. You can stream all of our local stations, by the way, and then we've got the app. Twitter. Where do you think Twitter is going to be with all this? And
active?
Can Twitter crash because of
well,
volume?
They can be hacked. I mean, that was seen not too long ago. So, yeah, I mean, anything's possible.
And we were kind of discussing that last night, just theorizing. And when will it be most active? Will it be most active, for instance, after 9 p.m. Central Time when the West Coast ends up being, you know, the polls being closed? Will... Now, can Twitter slow down, or does Twitter run just at a constant speed and then might crash?
Probably just a constant speed and then might crash.
So, in other words, not like your computer, it's not going to run slower because there's increased usage.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm ignorant to that. That's why I ask you, because I figured you would know the answer to that.
Yeah, it's just like anything else. It either works or it doesn't.
Okay.
So.
Well, because obviously there are folks who just tweet anyway, like, I'm going to get like a sandwich. And Or there could be folks who are actually tweeting election returns. And so that's why I was wondering if volume would be up necessarily tonight, because that's a good, quick way to communicate with your folks out in the field or whatever. Just a thinking out loud, that's all. Okay, guys, ready for this one? This will make you feel pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Scientists may have figured out why women tend to live longer than men.
They kill them off.
Men do more stupid crap.
I told you, men die first because we want to.
That's it. A study set to be published this month in Scientific American says that...
Shouldn't it be Scientific U.S. American?
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. Scientific U.S. American. You ready for this? Say that males could be genetically more disposable than females.
Oh, so there's less need for us.
Right. That's basically where we're going with this. It's a pretty widely accepted theory that our bodies age due to a slow buildup of damage to cells or cellular components like protein or DNA. The deteriorating buildup occurs because the body's regenerative process is not perfect, and some of the body's damage remains unrepaired. Tom Kirkwood, who's the director of the Institute for Aging and Health at Newcastle in England, like that Newcastle ale, proposed in 1977 that our bodies do not repair themselves as well as they could because natural selection favors the growth and procreation phase of life over older age, essentially viewing the body as just this temporary vessel for the passing on of genes to the next generation, and really not worth the energy investment in keeping yourself healthy in old age.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically...
It wasn't even worth the energy and investment to listen to everything you just said.
We're basically just disposable. And so, guys, since, you know, pretty much we're not going to be childbirthing or anything like that, we just hang around for a while we're needed, and after that...
We know nothing about birthing babies.
Take it to the house, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
it. We don't know nothing about no birthing babies.
That's it. Here's our next report that's pretty cool. New study shows that increased minimum wage does not increase unemployment, does not increase unemployment. Over a 16-year period, the study looked at areas that were located across the border from like one county across from another county that had a minimum wage increase. And instead of increasing unemployment, the study found that higher wages decreased worker turnover. Good for both employers and employees. That's why people who grouse about their jobs right now probably ought not be doing that, because most all of us know people who aren't working and wish they were. So got to be glad you got what you got when you got it. Ooh, the European iPhone users saw a little glitch in their cell phone alarm clock app because they didn't transfer over to the daylight saving time. Oh, you're only an hour late for work. The iPhone users said recurring alarms set to anything other than every day failed to adjust to Sunday's time change. Boy, you'd think that they would have factored that in.
Where was this?
This is in Europe, not in U.S. America.
Yeah.
But remember,
so we ain't had it yet.
Nope, in U.S. America, it's coming up this weekend. Unless you're here.
Unless you work in our building.
That's it. That's 8:46.
Vote for John Nichols, your nonpartisan candidate for College Station City Council. His goal is to serve all the voters in College Station. He'll bring experience to the council from his many years of serving on the Parks Board and Planning and Zoning Commission. Your vote is important. Go to the bottom of the ballot and vote John Nichols on November 2nd. For voting information, go to BrazosVotes.org. Vote John Nichols, your nonpartisan candidate for College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by John Nichols, John Nichols Treasurer.
How would you like to do all your holiday shopping just by looking through your old jewelry? Before you break out the credit card this year, dig out your high school class ring and that out-of-style jewelry from the 1980s and head on over to Gold and Silver Buyers. Gold and Silver Buyers is number one in Texas for a reason. They are the refiner, no middleman, and that means the most money for your gold, silver, or diamonds. So before you sell your gold to a pawn shop, jewelry store, or any other gold buyer, stop and ask yourself, how much extra holiday shopping could I have done with the extra money from Gold and Silver Buyers? If you don't believe us, bring Gold and Silver Buyers a quote from any competitor, and they'll beat it. It's that simple. Gold and Silver Buyers has made it easy for you with over 25 locations in Texas, and one located right here in College Station at Walton in Texas, next to Textbook Solutions, with a second location coming soon. Gold and Silver Buyers, give them a ring at 979-696-2100 or visit goldandsilverbuyers.com. Take it from me, if you sell your gold or silver to anybody else, you've just lost money.
If you're being bugged by bugs and other pests, call Professional Pest Control. They're locally owned by Bubba Rosencrantz and have been serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties since 1987. And they'll be happy to rid your life of termites, rodents, ants, roaches, silverfish, spiders, and scorpions. Pretty much anything that bugs you. Monthly and quarterly service is available, and estimates are free at the state-certified Professional Pest Control. Professional Pest Control, for the home and business owner. Call 779-3326.
Hey, it's 8:49, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's November 2nd. It's the second day of National Beard Month. National Beard Month. Now, Chase, you have had a beard or facial hair growth from
goatee.
Time to time.
I can't do a full beard.
Do
I
the goatee.
Like I look like a mangy dog.
Okay. And Tom, and
I've done the beard off and on. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
I grew a beard once.
Yeah.
And
just came out the left side?
No, shaved it off because I had too much gray and my ego wouldn't allow that. I couldn't stand it.
I didn't shave when I went to India last year. I did not shave the entire time.
Ah.
Just to see.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be, you know, encumbered by that. Besides,
sure.
I'm not trying to impress anybody.
Yep.
And I looked like I needed to go to the vet.
Okay.
By
very nice. Yeah. Now here's some thoughts from beards.org.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised.
No, not at all. Now, consider starting your beard while on vacation. You'll be more relaxed. And when you're away from your job.
I never shave on vacation.
Don't be overly concerned about other folks' potential reactions to your new beard. If you've got a good beard, most people will probably react favorably, possibly much more favorably than you could have ever anticipated. So just relax and enjoy the experience. When starting to let your beard grow, just stop shaving completely and let it grow for 4 weeks before you start to do any shaping. Okay? If you don't wait, you might cut off more than you really wanted. Invest in a beard trimmer and learn how to use it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That helps, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the cheek line, the upper limit of the beard on the cheeks, is left natural. Some men butcher otherwise excellent beards by shaving the cheeks in strange shapes. Unless your beard appears to be starting just below your eyes,
then you're a wolf man.
Yes, you're probably better off not shaving or sculpting your beard on your cheeks. Pat your beard dry with a towel. Do not use a hair dryer on your beard.
What if you want to tease it up?
Yeah, really. Use shampoo, same as you would on your hair, and wash it as often. To deter itching, make sure that you shampoo daily using a gentle shampoo. And optionally, use a conditioner. Yeah, because I want to smell like green apples on my face.
So you use green apple shampoo, huh?
No, conditioner. I'd use that.
Oh, really?
No. Uh-huh. No, I really don't. Anyway. No, I don't use
lavender pillow or
something. I use no conditioner, as a matter of fact. But anyway, that's another story. Don't give up. It may help for you to set some sort of a target date. For example, give yourself a minimum of 6 weeks' growth before deciding to abandon your beard growing effort. But again, these are people who want you growing beards. They think it's a good thing that you would be growing a beard. So,
and, of course, we know who has a wonderful beard.
Yes.
The rent is too damn high.
Yes, he does. Do you think he has people? I mean, do you think he has people
he
to
probably,
do
he
that
may go to the
him?
Barber shop to get that thing sculpted and trimmed and whatnot.
I hope that his barber is of an age that he will outlive him, because if he's dependent on that guy, I mean, he needs to make sure that that guy is still around till the end, because if that starts to get ratty. The other one who had a great-looking beard was Pop Staples, and he kind of puts me in mind of that, the head of the Staples. Yeah, he kind of had that same look. He didn't wear gloves and didn't yell that the rent was too damn
the
high.
The rent is too damn high.
Is he on the ballot today?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Okay. I hope they've got him on tonight. I hope they'll talk to him. Paul Marcella just hit the million-mile mark in his 2006 Ford F-250 pickup. That's right, 1 million miles in 4 years. He's from Port St. Lucie, Florida. Breeds and transports racing greyhounds for a living. Turned the million-mile mark in that Ford 250 pickup. And one of the true beneficiaries of the milestone, his mechanic, would be Bobby Hawkins. He's the manager of the Total Tire Store over. Bobby takes care of that truck. The sort of mileage adds up to about $67,000 worth of oil changes.
Really?
Now, nowhere in here does it say that this is a diesel. You reckon that's a gas engine?
I can't imagine.
I can't either. I cannot imagine at all. But it says it's a four-wheel drive truck, specially equipped with an air-conditioned dog hauler in place. Oh, yeah, it probably is a diesel if he's doing a hauler there. Anyway, could have circumvented the Earth 40 times at the equator.
He better have good insurance.
That's right. To get to 1 million miles. Worn out a number of air conditioner pumps, generators, and a couple of clutches.
Oh, so it's a standard.
Yeah. No, here it is. Here it is at the end of the story. It is a gas-powered engine.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Really?
He replaced the engine at 400,000 miles, but now he's reached 1 million. I cannot imagine that. And he hauls dogs around. So there you go. 1 million miles in 4 years.
The midterm elections of 2010 are shaping up to be some of the most pivotal in our nation's history. Trust News Talk 1620 WTAW for the most comprehensive election night coverage on Tuesday, November 2nd. Starting with Fox News coverage at 6 and local returns at 7, you can count on WTAW to bring you the latest developments. On air and online, we'll keep you updated on the elections that matter to you. It's all brought to you by First Victoria Bank. Join us Tuesday, November 2nd with WTAW.com, Fox News, and News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can get the reliability of business phone service from Suddenlink, and you can save money. Call Suddenlink today and ask about business phone service. Unlimited starting as low as $39.95, which includes unlimited local and long-distance calling, call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, and a lot more. And most importantly, with Suddenlink, you get to keep the phone number that you've had, obviously important for your business, and you also get to keep the equipment that you have already invested in. And you can bundle and save. Be sure and ask about Suddenlink's business high-speed internet to help you as well. Call them at 903-939-7245. Have your current phone bill handy so that you can give them the information there, and you can comparison shop and see that you can save money. I did this, I don't know, about a year ago, and it's outstanding because you can bundle your internet, high-speed internet needs, that's met, and also your phone service, and you've got a fixed cost. Plus, if you need to add equipment as your business grows, you can do that, and they'll help you with customizing the service to fit you. So give them a call at Suddenlink Business at 903-939-7245, and find out how Suddenlink can save you money for your business as well.
Each year, we all try to do a little something different to impress our holiday guests. I'm Mia with Mia's on Main, and this year, I'm here to help. From simple and cost-effective ideas like custom holiday table coverings, runners, and tree skirts, to the more elaborate ideas like upholstered furniture and complete room makeovers, call Mia's on Main. Whether it's custom draperies, bedding, blinds, shades, and shutters, or a complete home or office design, trust your decor to Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center, downtown Brazos. Ryan. Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. There's a new website that lets you rate your job performance of your coworkers.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I dare you to do that and then send a link.
That'll be good.
See now, how I rated you.
Yeah. We'll do this. I think we'll save this till tomorrow. I think we will. We'll save this till tomorrow.
Okay. Because
I got
kind of. Are we gonna name names?
Yeah, sure, of course. Because I got a kind of a neat story about a company that I think is just outstanding. Nordstrom. Okay, Nordstrom. Why is Nordstrom number one continuously in customer service? All right. This is from the employee handbook. Welcome to Nordstrom. We're glad to have you with our company. Our number one goal is to provide outstanding customer service. Set both your personal and your professional goals high. We have great confidence in your ability to achieve them. Nordstrom's rules. Number one, use good judgment in all situations. There will be no additional rules. Says, please feel free to ask your department manager, store manager, or division general manager if you have any question at any time. I mean, and if you've ever been to a Nordstrom, they are amazing in customer service, because we were talking earlier about businesses that never have a person nearby to when you have some question, and they are just, isn't that simple? I mean, use good judgment. We hired you because we think you can do a good job. So set your goal high. And
well, we don't need to nanny over you to make it happen.
That's it. We set your goal high for yourself and for us, and let's go. So what's going to be hot in the boot world in 2011? Now, we're not talking like Justin.
Possum skin.
No. How about the new model from UGG?
UGG,
yeah.
Oh, those are huge.
Yeah, they are. Swedish label.
And it's
cheap.
Getting cold this week, so
that's
we can
right.
put them on
that's
with
right.
our little dresses and our shorts.
They're introducing clear boots for their spring 2011 collection. Like totally transparent boots. Totally. And they'll come in many heights.
What, so we can see what color your socks are?
I don't know. And what? I'm thinking you just don't have any socks on. What happens if you have unattractive feet?
Oh, well, you're going to have some stinky boots.
Well,
I know that.
If
all you got
well
your
be.
Nasty
yeah.
feet in there, so. Golly.
Be sure to wear a pin. All I got is my nasty feet in
That's
here.
That's right.
Yeah. that'll be outstanding.
Yeah, that just makes you so much more attractive.
It is. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
1920, KDKA of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, started broadcasting the very first radio station. They broadcast the election returns, as a matter of fact.
And they're still broadcasting.
They are, as a matter of fact. And in 1959, 21, the game show contestant James Van Doren admitted to Congress that he, in fact, had been gave the answers.
Great movie.
That's it.
Quiz show.
It was, yeah. And 2004, George W. Bush elected a second term in president. Of course, everything is his fault. Everything is his fault. Remember that. All right, 30 seconds.
Now he eats sunflower seeds and spits them on the floor. I saw that last night.
He's got people. Yeah.
Next year, I'll be watching on C-SPAN.
There was a threefer on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Laura Dern and her mom and dad, Diane Ladd and Bruce Dern, were all honored.